Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to the Heal Not Harm Station, aka podcast, aka channel, aka whatever you want to call it. I'm just glad you're here, and you guys know what time it is. It is time for me to give you guys the jewels that my apostle dropped on me. As you guys know, or should know by now, I attend Higher Level Church that is located in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You're more than welcome to stop on by, come as you are. Judgment free zone, of course, you know, all that good stuff. So yeah, we're gonna get right into it. And again, thank you, and please share the podcast, please like, please do whatever you can to support a positive movement, or whatever you want to call it. It's about God, man. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. So you know, I mean, yes, there will be more content on here, but all around the same concept, which is healing and not harming each other, ourselves. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. I usually got a lot more. I don't know. I did this take like 18 times. But anyway, all right. Okay, so yeah. Hopefully this will be a word that you can take and apply it to your life, and that it will manifest in your spirit and just give you the, I don't know, the guidance, answers, whatever it is that you may have been seeking. And hopefully you can catch us actually in the action and actually join us. If you're in the Harrisburg area, join us and at Higher Level Church. And yeah, so okay, all right, I'm done. Anyway, here goes nothing. Well, it's actually a lot of something. I hope you got at least an hour to hang in there, because I mean, nothing's too much for God. I mean, we'll watch a 2-hour movie, we'll watch what is that, Housewives reunion, or hip-hop, and whatever the reality shows. Y'all don't get what I'm saying. Anyway, all right, without further ado, I give you guys praise and worship and a word from my apostle at Higher Level Church, and I hope you guys enjoy.
I years old, 10 years old, and it's just, right? So people are working through, you got to be patient.
Yes. Or,
you know, Nate, yes. It was the same name.
Yes.
You know, Nate, remember when they had me do stuff. I used to run my system years ago, church back, right? And it's not like now, if the battery died, it screams. Uh-huh. They changed the system. So, you know, we have all these services, people coming in from out of town, I mean, they know where to sit, you know, it's packed. And, you know, there's some churches coming, you know, and so I got run to the pulpit because I would buy new batteries. The services were so long, the battery would die. So I'm running up there. So I kept devising a way to make it simplified, make it easy. You're nervous. I'm like 24 years old, 25, right? And you don't want, it's a different time. You know, people don't mind getting in front of people. Back then, it was tight. Just didn't go in front of people. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's not always that easy is what I'm trying to imply, right? So, please stand here. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. You good to see you. It's good to see you. It's good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Brother, yeah, good to see you. It's good to see you. It's just good to see you. Right? It's just good. So good to see you. Right?
It's good to see you.
It's amazing, eh? Yeah, that's what we might have today. He flashed in my mind. That's just a little company for me, church. And dealing with it, right? Yeah. So stuff like that. I see him. He's here, right? He's working. Because he's working, right? I remember I was pastoring another church years ago. We had a crew of people that worked on Sundays, and another crew. So we were never really all there at one time. But we were there. That church was morning to night, somebody was in that church. It's just the way it was. There's a lot going on. Basketball teams, we got, we had stuff for the kids. We had Lincoln School, they gave us Lincoln School for kids. You know, because we had troubled kids, we had how many kids? Like 30 kids or something?
Something.
Yeah, girl team, girls, you know. So we had a lot going on. And working with the police department, trying to help out so they don't get arrested by kids and stuff like that. So if they see them, they give them a break because they know them. You know what I mean? So it's just stuff like that. So we had so much going on. I had school programs, and the kids they're coming at the school, and we had cubicles downstairs. We had, I think it was like 11 cubicles or something. So we had a few of them service that we used them to help out the kids right at the school, those that could come. But we didn't bother those kids about saying, come to church, come to church, come to church. We were trying to help them be the productive citizens. You know, they start to grow up, they need jobs, positive, and I just get anybody pregnant, right? So it's a lot going on. This church is the same thing, but it's just being a higher level. That's all it is. Patient, right? Because what you're waiting on really is you're waiting on the Lord. Hello, somebody. You're waiting on Him.
Yes,
right? Yes. There's many things I wanted to do in this church, and I started doing it and setting this up, setting that up, and the Lord kept going, you know, I got this. In other words, He's trying to check me and say, chill out. I know you know what you're doing, but that's not what I want right now. My church. So I back up and let Him do His thing. Because what's happening is, because I know certain things, I'm not dealing with what? Patience. I want it now. I want my burger now. You know what I mean? I'm going to stick it in the microwave and push a button, and it happens what? Now. Hello, somebody. But in your patience, in your soul, if you're patient, God said, if you can just wait on me, everything will be all right. It's about waiting. You know, wait on the Lord. The Lord will work this thing out for you. Right? But it shall come to pass. You got a basketball court out there. Hello, somebody. We have a pavilion. You know, there's a lot of stuff we can do, right? We're going to light up the basement. Hello, somebody. We're going to have more rooms in this building. Are you hearing me? What I'm saying? Yeah. shaking together and he'll run over. Hello, somebody, if you be patient and you wait on, this is about patience. Being with the Lord has nothing to do with just, hello, somebody. Man, right now. Can we do this right now? I'm going to share something with you and then we get out to your hands. Quarter of, hopefully I'll be up by about 12. Is that all right? Share something with you. Has God been good to you?
Yeah.
Let's go to John. John 1. 1 and 1. Just want to share something with you. Yes, thank you, Father God. That's nothing to do with me. I'm just a conqueror, right? I just don't want to be in his way. Because he'll do his thing when it comes time. He's doing it now. It's just that we're human, so we look at things from a whole other perspective. Hello, somebody, right? But God is good. Be happy.
Amen.
Oh, no. Somebody happy. Can you read?
In the beginning, the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
All right, somebody go to Matthew 6 and 20. Right. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Father, bless us this morning. Father, bless us this evening. And Father, bless that this Word falls on good ground. And Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're in good ground where the Word's going to fall. Devil shall not take it from you. You'll get it. Hello, somebody. That's why we use different formulas, right?
Yes, ma'am. Matthew 6 and 20.
Just read the rest of it.
But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal.
Just read the whole thing.
Okay, so, for where your treasures is, there your heart will also be.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line is, normally what happens is when you come into the Lord, when you find out I really want to be saved, I want to be with God, I'm making a decision to try to do what he wants me to do. Many times what happens is you're going to find your world is tugging on you, right? They're tugging. So years ago, the way we would do it is we would get into the church, right? We'll show off everything that we're doing so we have no distractions. You all live in a different time. You got your cell phones, you got internet, you got so much stuff that's different from us. We didn't have all that. We just saw a couple friends, and we was in the church 24/7, morning, noon, and night. You know what I mean? So we didn't have your distractions. I hear a lot of people, you know, we can say a lot of things to be preachers, you know, you need to just stop. You need to just, no, because every day you're dealing with so much information entering your brain
through your eyes. Your eyes are the window to your what? To your soul, right? It's entering you. Bits of information every single day going into your spirit, right?
We didn't have to deal with all that you deal with now. It is not the same. Okay. In the beginning was the Word. The Word. That word means Logos. L-O-G-O-S. That is actually the Greek for the term. It just simply means that God is the thinker of the thought. So before you can think the thought, he already thought the thought. Before he had the thought, he created the mindset to have the thought here. Hello, somebody. So he's the thinker of the thought, of the thought. So he deals with you from the perspective of, before you was formed in your mother's belly, he's saying, I already knew you. What do you mean you knew me? I wasn't born yet. I wasn't even here. What are you saying? He's saying, I knew you before you got there, right? Because his information is not like your information. He says that your hairs on your head has been numbered.
How do you number somebody's hair on the head?
There's 7.6 billion people on the planet. 7.6 billion. He knows everybody's hairs, many hairs on his head.
Everybody at the same time. At the same time. We got facial hair. He knows that too.
Yeah. He knows how long it is. He knows how long it's going to grow. He knows how much hair you're going to grow from the time you're born to the time you die. He knows everything. There is nothing that he doesn't know. He knows it all. You're his creation. But out of all his creation, he's chose us to deliver us and save us. The rest of the creation, they were just creatures and they were not sentient beings. But we are. So we're the ones that he's really stuck on and hung up on. And hello, somebody. Amen. So he loves us. So he's taking account for how many hairs you got on your head. How many hairs you got on your head, young lady? I don't know. I can't tell. I can't tell. You know, I can't, I don't have the knowledge to figure this stuff out. I don't know how many hairs this guy got. I don't know. I mean, it blows my mind. So he takes thought about you. He considers us. Hello, somebody. Right? We're considered. We're just a blessed people that you even considered. Look at our hair and our kin. So he is the Logos. He's the thought of the thinker of the thought. He is God Almighty and omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at the same time. You can't do that. You have to be one place at one time. You know, if you're here, you're here. I'm here, right? You can't go over here and be over here. And then when you get here, yeah, but I'm there too. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't make a son, right? Hello, somebody, without a father. Hello, somebody. Without a human being, you can't make a son without a human being. And then give him life. And then come back later on and say, that is me. I'm just taking a form as a man because I'm going to be the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You can't do that. He is the Word. What you mean he's the Word? Right? He's the Word that was there before the foundation of the world. What are you saying he's the Word? He established himself long before the world existed. Oh, somebody, he created the planet. He created everything about the planet, right? It is his. He owns it. I don't know how many planets he has. I don't know how many other groups of people he has or different species. I don't know, right? This planet has been destroyed quite a few times. Just look it up. It's not the first time that you see Noah's time was destroyed. It was destroyed before then. Hello, somebody. So civilization's been here before, and at some point, he's allowed them to be destroyed because they didn't add up to what he wanted. Hello, somebody. So he's allowed it to just be destroyed. When he got to the planet, chaos was on the planet. Just total chaos. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was just nothing there. Hello, somebody. And then when he got to the planet, when he made man, he said, man, I should not even have made them. They got their own mindset. Their thoughts are wicked. Everything about them is no good. I should just destroy them and start all over again. When he got to Moses' time, he felt the same way. He said, you know, Moses, let me go down and destroy them. I brought them out and they act like I ain't did nothing for them. I can destroy them and raise up a whole other group of people. That's some strong talk. You mean you're going to kill everybody up and you can raise up a nation bigger than that nation? You're talking about God. He is just bang. Yes. Hello, somebody. But something about him. Hello, somebody. Something about him. Mother said, Lord, you can't kill these people. Now, you're talking about somebody that made the heavens, the sun, the moon, the star, galaxy, and a human being would say to him, they said, Lord, you can't destroy these people. You brought these people out. Just a simple old man. You know, he was the pastor. Hello, in that time, right? And he's saying, you just can't do that. And the Lord is looking for that. He's looking for the pastor, for somebody to have some mercy for his people. Hello, somebody, because that's not really what he wants to do. Have you ever seen somebody before that you're getting a fight and they call about, yeah, what you want to do? What you want to do? They make all that noise, right? They're all on each other's face, breathing hard, saying nothing. Hello, somebody. God's not like that, right? He'll thaw, blow quicker than you. Hello. He don't even play like that. He is God Almighty. He'll stretch his hand and reach. You know, you can't fool with nobody like him. He's just bad. The best thing to do is hook up with him.
Yes.
Best thing.
God is a good God. Somebody said, yes, he is. Right? So it is this God, it's in this God that we have that he wants to be our Savior. He wants to be our King. He wants to be our Lord. But he recognizes that this, we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice in Matthew 6 chapters. You read it on. You can read it later when you get home. It's going to tell you, you have to make a choice. You can't serve God and serve man. Hello, somebody. Yes, yes. You can't serve God and serve stuff. You can't serve God and deal with your old friends. Everybody's cussing and fussing. When I got to church, I let everybody go. And some of them I love. Hello, somebody. You know, I grew up with some of them from a kid. You know what I mean? Yeah, I had to cut them off because I wasn't strong enough at that time to have God and to know how to handle them. Hello, somebody. So I let them go and went with God. So when people would see me, they'd be like, you still in the house? You know, you need in the house first, the 4th of July, go down there, walk down. Oh, you're back in town. I'm like, I live here. That's because they don't see me, because where was I? I said, work. I said, church. I said, work. I was at church. So, hello, somebody. So what was you doing at church? Everything I could get my hands to do. Cleaning and fixing and doing all kinds of stuff. The sewing guy, the grass cutter, the shoveler, the snow shoveler. Hello, somebody. I did whatever I can do to occupy my time with the Lord so I don't get into anything. Because there's stuff there waiting on you. Hello, somebody. So you got to let it go. You don't let it go. It tugs on you. There's a war going on in your spirit. The Bible said in your members. Hello, somebody. So the thing is, you have to realize that some, you got it. Somebody say, give it up.
Give it up.
Oh, you ain't saying it loud enough.
Give it up.
You got to give it up. It's tugging on you. Yes. Right? So we had a service one time, and some of the guys came in from uptown, and Kevin Long, Mouse, let me see, Chadwick, quite a few of them, they came in. Check me out. Hello, somebody. So the thing is, but I, you know, me and Mouse grew up as kids. Hello, somebody. We're really close, right? But I had to cut everybody off to get some strength. You know, get some strength. We know how to handle each other. He has his religion. I have mine. Hello, somebody. We know how to function. But when I first got into the church, I let everything go so I could get a hold to God. And once I got some strength with him, I don't know about y'all, it might take y'all a week, it took me years. Hello, somebody, it just one a day. It took me a long time to get some strength with God. I don't know, you know what I mean? I can't say I'm no real bad person, no evil guy, but it just took me time for my spirit to get enough him that I was strong enough to step back out there. So you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. Hello, somebody, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. But listen, I see you've got to make a decision.
You've
got to make a decision. You have to realize you have to make a decision. Right? He's made a decision. His decision is he's trying to get you to a place when he comes back for the church, you go with him. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
That means I can get up out of here. This morning, my body was, we were talking earlier, right? Folk got cancer and everything else. My body was, I said, oh my God, I got to get to the church. I'm sick, I'm weak. Oh my God, I got on the ground like this. I'm like, oh God, I can't even hear. I'm still sick. Hello, somebody. That's all right, though. Hello, somebody. But you see me here, don't you? Cast on my leg. I go straight to the bar. I give me a hard blow, man. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So what do you think I'm going to do for the Lord? If I'm sick, I'm coming.
Amen.
Especially if I'm sick, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Because when I got into the house of the Lord, I started getting strength.
Yeah.
When I came up
here,
you know, who you serving? The Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Okay.
Mexico. They were all bent over. The brother was all bent over. He's like this. I'm standing there praying for him. Bent over. Get back up. Walking down the street, feel the pain going down my legs. They were coming to the church, and the pain would go. And when they go back out there, the pain would come back. So they told me, they said, when I come into the church, I feel better. The pain goes away. I said, well, you got your answer. Yeah. You got your answer. That is not a no-brainer. You got your answer. What we talking about, how we juggling this, how we rationalize it, how we doing this. You got your answer. Ain't he gonna tell you? You ain't even gonna tell me. Man, please. I'm hurting like that. I'm coming to the house of the Lord. I feel better. Man, I'm going to the house of the Lord. In your life, you have to test it. You just can't. You have to test the scene. When I first got in the church, I want to know what's going on. I just don't want to be in here. I gave up smoking a good song. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A good joke.
Right.
Hello, somebody. I know how to roll skinny. I know how to roll big. You know what I mean? I gave up drinking some liquor. Yeah! Hello, somebody. I used to have a case over my bed in the military. Because we can drink. Once you go in the military, you can drink as much as you want. So you go in at 18, you go in any bar you want. I went straight from Harrisburg, straight to the bar. Hello, somebody. On Third Street, they had a bar. They had a place there that you could get some liquor on Third back in the days. We were going there at 15. Get out of there. Hello, somebody. Yeah! Yeah! Man, please. Hello, somebody. See, I'm talking to some folk that really understand that we come from somewhere. Uh-huh. Everybody in here come from somewhere. Hello, somebody. It's not about, we many times state that people don't come from somewhere. They look at preachers and stuff. Man, please, you gotta sometimes be worse than y'all. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Let's get real. So get the Bible. Yeah. Right? You got David. What does he do? He kills the lion. Wonderful thing. He writes the song. Wonderful thing. Ah, man, he fights these battles for the name of the Lord. Wonderful thing. He's going after the king before he kills the king. He's going to kill him, right? Is that the same David that was on the backside of the mountain out there, and the David wanted to anoint him, and now he wants to go kill somebody because he has an attitude. Lord said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Ain't that deep? Hello, somebody. Right? But this is the same guy. This is David. Right? Yeah. Later on, he sees Bathsheba. When he's the king, he doesn't go to the back. He lets them take care of him. Walking around. He doesn't go to the back. He sees Bathsheba. See, he's a king. Some pastors are kings. It goes by what providence you're over, what district you're over. If you're on TV and all, you're a king. Right? So the thing is, right, he's just there checking her out. Now he's like, what's that? You know, he's one of the people that work up in there. Yo, man, so I want to see that. Go get it. I go get it. They go out there and go get it. King wants to see you. Come back up in there. She got to get clean first. They got to put some rose petals in her head and everything else. They get it smelling good. This is real. This is real. This is not, right? He's the same guy that wrote the Psalms. He's the same guy the Bible talks about. He had a heart like God. When he falls short of the glory of God, he would repent. Hello, somebody. But he takes her, knowing that that was his buddy's girl. Knows that's his buddy's girl. That's his buddy's girl. That's his buddy's wife. He takes her, impregnates her. Hello, somebody. Right? And then tries to hide it. This is God's man. This is God's man. Right? Tries to hide it. Right? So he gives him a letter with his death sentence on it.
Because the guy, the husband comes back, you know, and he brings him back so he can go in and have sex with her and act like the baby's his. Okay, the level of deception. You're talking about God's man. So God got some men and some women. They're pretty bad. Right? So, hello somebody. Right? And then he goes in there, he sends the guy out. The guy wasn't going there with his wife, so what he did is, I don't know why they're out there fighting the battle. I'm not going in there. They're fighting that battle. Right? My heart is out there with the battle, with the Lord fighting the battle to fight these heathenistic people. I'm not going in there with my wife to enjoy pleasure while they're fighting the war. They was like, okay, take this letter. Take this letter out to the war. He takes the letter out to the war. It says, put him in the heat of the battle. He goes in the heat of the battle. What happens? He dies. He set it up for him to die. Hello, somebody. But that was God's man. I go all through the scripture. You had another one, right? You had Abraham. Liar, right? You had Isaac. You had all these people that had shortcomings. That's why you have to understand something, and I have to get done in like 4 minutes, right? You have to understand that here's you when you start out. As you go, things happen, right? God already knows who you are. He already knows. You remember, he's the Logos, he's the Word. He's the thinker of the thought of the thought. He knows you before the foundation of the world. He's chosen you, right? So he knows that whoever you are, whatever you got going on in your life, he is more than able to work through that process.
Yes.
Right? So he shows you in the scripture many times the beginning of their lives and when they die. It shows you high points in God, low points in God, high points in God, victorious, awesome, but short points in God. They have their stuff, they have their drama, but they're still God's men, still God's women. Hello, somebody. Right? See, the devil don't work with you like that. His thing is, from the beginning of your life, the end of your life, he wants to make it all what? Chaotic.
Yes.
Yeah, who's your father? Who's your mother? Who's your grandmother? Who's your grandfather? That's why when you get into the Lord, when you cut folk off, right, you're in essence, you're picking up a new dad. Hello, somebody. Some folk don't even know their daddy. I think you don't know who your dad is to find out what's in you. Hello, somebody. Yeah, you got to know why you act the way you act. You see what I mean? Yeah. My son, many times he's done certain things, and I said, man, you got to understand. I hate this body before you got it. Like I hate this body before you got it. You know what I mean? So I know what's wrong with this body. I can just tell you. You don't have to go through the motion. Hello, somebody. We might not have some of the same things, right? We are different people, but some things are the same. All of my daughters, they all got something from me. You know? Thank you, dads. That's a joke. but they have something from me, right? And it's just the way it is. But when you hook up with God, you get a whole lot from him.
Yes.
The things you couldn't do, now you can do.
Yes.
You're not always victorious, but that's all right. You're not always on the mountaintop. That's all right. But God is able to bless you and take you to a whole other level. That's what he's about, taking you higher and higher and higher. And you're not the same person. If you don't go, no, I'm not the same person. There's no way in the world, no way in the world, I'm not the same person. Right? I changed because the water of the word has changed me. Being around the word, it's changed me. Going to church, it's changed me. You know, strolling. Yeah. Right? We're cool cats and stuff, right? Yeah. Remember, I was in the church one time, walking through the church years ago. You stroll. I'm like, yeah. But I would stroll like I used to. Hello, somebody.
I've changed. My man Rob years ago, he used to walk like this. Remember Rob? Why did he walk like this? Rob. Hello, somebody. Right? You changed. So God is about changing you. But you have to make some changes too. It's not just on him. Right? You have to make some changes. Because if you don't, that stuff is pulling on you. He's already figured it out. You got to go with him to see what the end's going to be. I'm telling you, he's going to bless you. He'll work it out for you. But he can't, it's harder for him to do it because you got somebody tugging on you. Yo, Jay, pick me up, man. Yo, man, I'm going to jail again, man. Man, can you send this money, man? Man! What are we talking about? You know what I mean? What are we talking about? That's tugging on me. That's tugging on me. That's tugging on me. You know, that's all they want to do is just, you know, be thinking about God in church like that, and I'm going to be my father. Jason, I'm in jail, man. That thought's gone. You can forget reading that Bible. Jason, I need some money, man. I need a couple hours. You got $10? Oh, man, I need to get me out of jail. I'll pay it back when you pay. It's tugging on you. You can't get, you know, somebody don't want to stay with you. Somebody want to stay with you, right? You mean it, what you do. You say no, because they're coming to tug on you. They're coming to take from you and tug. Hello, somebody. It sounds simple, don't it? It really does. See, that's why God calls people like us, because I've been where you are. I'm dead, I smoke, I drunk, I did that. You know what I mean? So the thing is, so I can tell you. Right? And it's tugging on you. He's telling me he went to church service, you know, he went over there to his concert and said, he was just, I don't want to praise God. Hey, what do you do to you? Bless you with a good job. He gave this young man a new truck. They don't even give you new tractor trailers, right? It goes to somebody else. You know what I mean? They gave him a new truck, so he crew.
I got that thing that's like a house now. You know,
man, this is all right back here. You got a couple beds back here, you know what I mean? Bunk beds back there. Brand spanking new, so when he cruising, he can listen to the gospel. I think, well, I'm paying this in R&B. Hey, this is the
Holy Ghost, fire. Yes.
He's going to sit on down, Lord, sit on down, Lord. Lord, it's your Holy Ghost, come on down. He listening to you. You know, fire.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, I know. But you have to make a what?
Separation.
For it pulls on you. So while God is trying to get you, this is what you know. This is what's happening. Can you cover it? Can you cover it? I am the Lord. She's the enemy. Say my name. Right. She's going to say the things that she wants you to have. Oh, I got new outfits for you. I got this for you. I got this for you. I got this for you. I'm over here. Right, so grab her hand. Oh, taste to see that the Lord is good. God is good. You got to walk through it. See, that sounds more appetizing. Yeah. Take me to the club and I'm going to party. That sounds appetizing. You know what I mean? This side is talking about giving you life, changing you, using you to his glory. That side is trying to give you temporary stuff. Take you to the club, you in the club, bow, bow, bow! You in the club, throw it behind. God, I love you, please. Riding up the highway, young man, laying in the big dead. I knew he was dead before I got there. Man, they're praying. You pray for him? I prayed for him, he started shaking. I knew that didn't mean anything. I already know he's dead. I didn't know the reason why I was there until later on. You know, so they're like, oh my God, he's shaking. They tell me he's shaking. Only thing that happened was they're up in the hospital praying and fasting. What happened was God didn't want to deliver him because he kept speaking to him, trying to save his soul, trying to work with him over and over, tugging on him. And then he falls sick. God's not going to help. He's done. Right? He's tried over and over. Right? But he wanted the temporary blessings. Right? He wanted to be cool. Wear nice outfits, go to the club, be so fired up, eyes, TV. But you cool now. You cool. Can't see almost. Man, I got this stuff, man. I'm driving up the street and it trips me out. See, nobody's born doing this. No one is born being like, yo, that's that one boy I seen he was. But he's born like that. He's born strolling, you know, slow baby, right? But mostly, nobody's really born being a thug. Nothing. You're just a baby. You're born a baby. Like that baby right there, real cute, holding the bottle. She's not born, but she when she comes into our society, she picks up stuff from us. Yes. Right? Because yeah. I'm trying to speak the other day at the light, and this guy just wants to wipe the sweat off of me. So, you know, so when he wipes the sweat off, let me get this. He wants to wipe the sweat off. I see some tissue around here somewhere. He wants to wipe the sweat off. But when he's wiping the sweat off, the car is coming in. He's up there. Your environment dictates how you're going to function. Right? If you was born around nothing but rich people, you're going to act rich. If you was born higher, you're going to act like that. Right? So he's out there, he's in the highest part of town, be cool. So as he hears a couple rounds, he's up. Right? He gone. When he hits the fan, we all want to be with God.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when he really hits the fan, ba 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 ba. Hey, we scared, right? Yeah. So you don't have to listen to that no more. You can come over on the good side. You can come over on the old because no me. Come on, somebody, you understand that? Come on over to the good side. Be on the dark side,
58, no one in jail, multi-million dollar man, no one in jail, he rich, people come out. Okay, anybody rich, they going to jail. That means you're stupid. Yeah. That means you're dumb.
You got millions of dollars, but you still want to keep making money the wrong way until they catch you.
Stupid! Right. Now you're going to sit in prison.
Hey, man, when I get out of here, man.
When you getting out, homie?
Oh, man, I'll be out in like 35 years.
Homie, how old are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm like 35 now.
Everybody's looking for a dream. We play the lottery, right? Y'all play the lottery, right? Yeah, we play the lottery. And I hear everybody say, if I hit the lottery, this is what I'm going to do. People call me out of town. You know, you need to play. I tell them how to play. You need to play. Oh, well, what do I do? They tossing at me and stuff, right? You need to play. I said, man, that stuff don't work. You ain't winning. You're not winning that. Only a couple people going to win that. Excuse me. Out of millions of people. Looking for a hope. Looking for a dream. And I got the whole thing mapped out. He said, his kingdom, he has mansions. His kingdom, he got streets of gold. His kingdom, he has pearly gates. His kingdom, he has everything. Awesome choir. So you see, people keep thinking rap music's not in heaven. You better believe it's there. But it's a better kind of rap music. If God would turn it on right now, y'all dance straight up out your clothes. Yeah. Well, see, David danced out of his clothes. He was dancing before the Lord, right? And he danced out of his clothes. That's how bad God is.
He's not bad.
He's bad. This guy is bad. All right, let me shut up. All right, God bless you. Please stand to me. Anybody need prayer? I'm just trying to get a point across.